Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 59-10. How can people learn in the struggle against their vices an amount that is enough if the time which they give to learning is only the amount left over from their vices? We skim the top only, and we regard the smattering of time spent in the search for wisdom as enough and to spare for a busy person. A bit stern, perhaps, but Seneca has a point. If we truly are in the business of becoming better persons, surely that business cannot be attended to just in our spare time, between one indulgence and another. Consider an analogy, as usual, with physical health. It's of little use to get a regular medical checkup if we then ignore the doctor's recommendations for the rest of the year, until the following checkup. Similarly, it doesn't do us much good to go to the gym once in a while and then rush toward a fast food joint after our workout because we're hungry. Progress, both in physical as well as in spiritual health, is achieved little by little, not overnight, and is the result of constant practice. Sure, we all slip back once in a while, get stressed out, and lose focus. But if we keep in mind what is important, what our priorities should be, soon we will get back to our routine and resume progress. Philosophy is about taking care of our mind and spirit, just like a healthy diet and exercise take care of our body. It is therefore wise to accord them the priority they deserve. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortuna allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it. Many thanks to my most recent patron, Luc Boudouin.